beginning God. It all comes out of that. Amen. That's the sermon right there. In the beginning God. And I put down, let God be the primary focus this year in our life. Every day, let God be the focus. Otherwise, we're going to get sidetracked, aren't we? We're going to get off kilter here. We can get off. So we want to put God first. And Rhonda, I know God has a place for you. And we thank you, Lord, that Rhonda and Becca is going to be working very shortly. And we're going to we can all go to her clinic. No, no, we can't do that. But anyway, so the first thing is in the beginning was God. In the beginning was God. And there was nothing but God. Amen. And then for whatever reason, God became a creator. He spoke and life came. And here we are today because God spoke. Amen. Isn't he a wonderful father? And one day, very shortly, hopefully, we will all be with him. And, you know, whether you believe in pre-rapture, middle, post, it doesn't matter. It will all be in God's time. Amen. So the second thing I wanted to bring out, in the beginning, God. Amen. The second thing is, don't ever give up. Don't ever, ever give up. Whatever you're believing God for, and excuse me, and Donna and I were talking about this one day. You know, through the years, she has prayed, we've all prayed that Tommy would come home, that this would be the year that Tommy, and we believed it for this year, didn't we? Last year, amen. But during this time, Donna was talking, and she said, you know, if God had let Tommy come home at that situation, it would have been disastrous. And so God has a timing, and we have to flow in God's timing. We have to be in God's timing will come about. Amen? Amen. And so in that regards, I wanted to bring out something the Lord showed me and during the Christmas season is Zacharias. Now, the angel came to Zacharias, and he said something. He said, your prayer has been heard. Well, Zacharias was an old man. Elizabeth was an old woman. She could not have children. It was too late. And yet the angel comes and said, your prayer has been heard. Zacharias probably thought, yeah, it would have been good 50 years ago. You know, in Zacharias' heart, there was not going to be a John the Baptist. But in God's heart, there would be a John the Baptist. And there was a John the Baptist. And so God has heard our prayer. The thing is, do not give up. Don't give up on that house, Rachel, that you're believing for. Amen. Don't give up on what God has put in your heart. Don't give up those dreams. Amen. So here comes John. John comes along. Amen. In the fullness of time, God sends John the Baptist. And in the fullness of time, Jesus comes. The perfect time. Not too late, not too early. At the perfect time. God has a perfect time for us, and we have to wait on it. Amen. Amen. So here comes John the Baptist, and just see John the Baptist coming out of that desert. He is a wild man, and he is preaching one thing and one thing only, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I believe God wants us to do a lot of repenting this year. He wants us, that's what we do with communion. That's what we do with fasting. We don't fast to please, we fast to get closer to God. We fast that time or that whatever we give up for God so we can hear God's voice, so we can be in tune with God, so we will know God's timing. So we take communion because God tells us to and because it's so precious. And it's a time to for God to soften our heart. We think about what was done on Calvary. Look what was done. See, it's all, so there was a price that was paid, but it was all in God's timing. There is so important. And I know, Kevin, that sometimes that's hard, God's timing. It doesn't get any easier, because there are things in our life that we want God to do. And we say, why didn't you do this yesterday, Lord? Why didn't we do this yesterday? But like with Tommy, if God had done it in our timing, it would have been the wrong time, wouldn't it, Donna? But we're willing for it to be done this year, amen? Amen. So, and in the meantime, God is making a great man. God is making a great man. And when he comes out, he's going to come out like John the Baptist. He is, amen. I just spent several hours with him a couple of weeks ago, and all we talked about was Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And it was just really great. It's just wonderful. It's so good. And Donna has a right to be proud. Amen. We are all proud of Tommy. Amen. God, and Tommy says this himself. He said, you know, he started out a rebellious child like all of us. We all are in rebellion before we come to Christ, and sometimes while we're in Christ, amen. But God has raised up a mighty man of God in difficult situations. So whether you were in Tommy's situation or whether you're a Paul with all these blessed children around him, amen, God is making a man. God is making a man. And some of the things we go through, just like I said in the bulletin, has to be because God has orchestrated them in our life. God is making a man. God is making a body. God is making. He's going to come back for this. Doesn't he say that he's coming back for this bride without spot or wrinkle? In that instance, you think, God, you're never coming back. this ain't going to happen. You know, but we have to have faith, right? This bride that's going to be beautiful, that's going to meet her Lord and Savior, we have a long way to go, amen, but we can't lose faith. We have to keep, and this is what God is doing. What if this was the year that we could get ready to meet our husband, amen, to meet Jesus? So John came preaching, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is within touch, amen? She doesn't know what grandma's going to do. What are you going to do? So it is within, it's within our reach, and God wants us to reach out and take it. He doesn't want us to waste it. Amen. Okay, what is the kingdom of God? It's where God is king. Is God in resident in your heart today? We used to sing this little song. I always think of all these little songs. Well, I'm not going to go into that. Kingdom means rule or reign. The kingdom of God, that then is where God is king. Who's in your heart today? Who is king of your heart today? Amen. Is God. I just heard, how many of you ever listened to Sid Roth? Is that how, he's a Messianic Jew, and he has a program that's called Supernatural. And I like to watch it because God does some crazy things, and it's so neat to see God move. He was just in Ukraine. He had 1,000, he was showing us this. I just happened to watch it the other day. There was 1,000 Jews in the congregation. And he said, you know, the Bible says that the Jews seek a sign. He's a Jew himself, a converted Jew. And he said, you know, if they show up and there's not miracles, they're going to start stoning me. But there were 1,000 Jewish people, non-believers. He said, I don't want to exaggerate, but I want to say at least 80% of them were healed. He said, how many healed? They stood up and said, I am healed. 95% of them accepted Jesus as their Savior. Isn't that awesome? Then he showed Israel. They had buses and buses of people coming to hear him, to see God, and God healed these people. They again, almost all of them were saved. Isn't that awesome? Amen. God is moving, and we want to be part of this. Amen. So John the Baptist kept preaching, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. And he says, not only to repent, but he says, so show me fruit worthy of repentance. If you've been saved 20 years and you ain't changed, you need to get back on your knees. There needs to be some change eventually in our life. Amen. It says, show me fruit worthy of repentance. And I think God is going to do some demanding this year. You know, I want you to grow up. I want to come back. I want to receive my bride. But you are holding me off because you will not grow up. And I'm not talking just to us. I'm talking about all of me, too. Because there are areas. You ask God to reveal, show him, and he will show you. And you'll think, oh, my gosh. So, God, why did I say that? Okay, anyway, I was listening to this program, and I just sort of turned the channels. There's nothing on, and I'll start listening to somebody. But this guy was talking about ownership. And he said that to be in fellowship with God, you have to allow God to have that ownership in your life. And I thought, wow, that is so deep. Because, you know, when you think about it, all, are we willing to give all? Amen. Every area of our life, and we say, God, you now own me. I will do whatever you say. I'll go wherever you want to go. I will be that person that you have called me to be. Am I willing to be totally surrendered to the Lord? We used to sing that song, I surrender all, surrender all. And that's a wonderful little song. But have we really surrendered all? Is God the ownership of you? Who is in the driver's seat? There used to be a little sign that God is my co-pilot. They used to drive Fred crazy. He hated that sign. Either God is the pilot or nobody is, you know. And so who's in control of your life today? Who has ownership of your life? Amen. we need to really, really think that about that this year. Say, God, I give you my own, I give you total ownership of my life. You, I will do as you say, whatever you want me to do. That's pretty tough, isn't it? Isn't that tough? Amen. But it's right. We have to do that. So if we want the King to be the Lord of this heart, then we have to be able. We have to be in that position to do what He tells us to do. Amen. Every victory. Thank you, Lord. Brings fresh glory. Amen. Every time we win the battle, God gets the glory. Amen. Amen. Let's turn to John real quick. We are going to get in the Word. Let's see. John, the first chapter. Amen. We want God's glory to come down. We want God. We have to have God's glory. We have to have God's glory. Otherwise, we become stale. Amen. Okay, John, the first chapter, the 14th verse. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word became flesh, Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. Amen. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And that's what we want to see. We want to see His glory. We need His glory. We need His glory to stay fresh. We need His glory to go to that next step, that next round, that next level. We've got to have His glory. Amen. Let's turn over really quick to John, the 11th chapter. There is a plan and purpose in our life, just like with Zacharias when the angel came to him and said, God has heard your prayer, and it was too late. No, it's never too late with God. Amen? Amen. Amen. God has a plan and a purpose for our life, and that's what He wants to do this year. He wants to do that. Okay, John, the 11th chapter, starting with the first verse. Now, there was a certain man that was sick. Now, a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary, and his sister Martha. It was that Mary was anointed. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped His feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sister sent to Him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. And when Jesus heard this, He said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. So the whole purpose of Lazarus was that God would receive the glory. Amen. Now, when these things, like those beautiful verses that we were, blessed be God when the sun is shining, blessed be God when the sorrow comes. Amen. Amen. So here, there was a purpose in Lazarus' death, and it was that God would receive the glory. Amen. And so we have to remember when we are going through these things, that God, if we allow Him, He will bring glory out of those situations. And the world will say, wow. Amen. So let's this year see God. Let God get the glory. Amen. So remember, every victory brings fresh glory. Every victory brings you closer into the kingdom of God. And we are kingdom kids, aren't we? Isn't that? So the delay here was for God's glory. Yes, Lazarus got sick. He went on to die because God delayed Jesus so He would get the glory out of it. And there's so much to this. But anyway, let's go down to the 25th verse. And read, and it says, and Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? And she said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. So Jesus says, I am the resurrection. I am the life. If you will believe on me, you will never die. You will live forever, ever, ever in my kingdom. And remember, we are kingdom kids. We have been taken out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear light. And no devil in hell can get to you if you are in that kingdom. Satan is not allowed to go in that kingdom. Amen? Amen. Isaiah talks about a high highway. Amen. Where no dogs or beasts will be able to get on that highway. It's called a highway of holiness. If we are on that road, nothing can touch us. Amen? Amen. Isn't that awesome to think about? God is going to protect us. He's going to bring us home. For the delay was for the glory of God. Amen. I want to bring out a couple of things here. One is praise is not an option. We have to praise God in every situation. because God receives glory through that. Amen? Amen. So when you're entering a situation that you might not like, remember God is going to get the glory from it. God wants to get the glory from us, but we must praise Him in that situation. And I've shared this with you guys before, but it was probably the best example that I've had in the last few years about praise. And that's when my husband was very ill, and he was in Select Hospital in Pensacola. He did not want to be there. I didn't want him to be there. It was a horrible situation. But anyway, I had come out. The sort of my routine of the day was, you know, I'd go to work. I would come over here to Victory Life Church as quick as I could, take care of what needed to be done. And then I would go over to the hospital where I would stay until 9 o'clock at night, where they would force us all out. And so anyway, it was in a fall night. It was a beautiful night. I came out, and the sky was clear. There were stars in the sky, and I was just looking up there at the sky. And just thanking the Lord, it was such a beautiful night. And the Lord spoke to my heart, and He said, "Praise me here, Claudia. Praise me here." And I thought, God, this is so hard. Because nobody wanted to be there. Have you ever been in a place where you didn't want to be, and there you were, and God said, "Praise me. Praise me." And that was such, you know, I said, "God, I will praise you here." whatever that amounts to, whatever I can do, Lord. And God was so good, because it releases Him. It releases Him when we praise Him. You know, and I know that if I asked every one of you, you could give me 20 probably examples of the same situation where you were in a situation where you thought you were going to die, and yet you began to praise God, and God brought you up to a new level. Have you ever started, and you praise God, and pretty soon you're worshiping God? And worship is not easy either. Remember Abraham, the first mention of worship in the Bible is when God told Abraham, go up and sacrifice your only son. And he said, "This the boy and I will go yonder and worship God." Now, Abraham, the Bible tells us that believed that he could, that he didn't know how it would do, but he believed God would raise that boy from the dead because he had his promise. He had the promise. So if we don't let go of the promise, we will see the fulfillment. Amen. Amen. So don't let go. So there are some things in our life that are not options in the kingdom of God. One is praise. We have obedience. God doesn't give us a choice. Maybe I won't obey. We live in a society today that has changed so much that, you know, wrong is right. Right is wrong. Amen. But God's word has not changed. God's word has not changed, and it might come to the time where we suffer for that. And we have brothers and sisters all over the world today that are suffering, paying the ultimate price for that suffering because they love Jesus. And horrible things can happen. You think about Syria, the wasn't this year, but the year before that we had the little thing on the persecuted the church where this lady, this family decided they wouldn't leave. They would stay and be a witness. We don't know. They could be dead today. How many thousands of people have died in that country because of it? And we don't know what tomorrow brings. That's why we must be strong. We must be strong, because if we're put in a situation where, you know, you can't deny Christ. We have to be strong. We don't know what will come. But we know the enemy is always out to steal, kill, and destroy. But we have the glory of God, and God is going to be there. And you read about it so in so many books, you know, where Christians have paid the price. They've been in terrible situations, but they have not relented. They have served God, and God has blessed them. Amen. So what is important? Okay, I wrote down some things. First things first is remember that God is first. Amen. It all comes from Him. It all comes from Him. And we are kingdom kids because God chose us. We have been adopted into the kingdom. And so isn't that an awesome thing to think about? To think that we have been adopted into the kingdom? We are the most blessed people on earth. We are the richest people on earth. We have, our Father rules the whole universe. Amen. And did not Jesus say, you know, if you ask for a fish, I'm not going to give you a snake. If you ask, so God is going to give us good things. And I want you guys to get excited, because I feel really good about this. I love the new year, because I feel like God has given us another opportunity. And I just thank you, Lord. And some of the years have been so bad. Have you just went through some years that you thought, you know, you look back and you thought, how did I survive that year? That's a miracle in itself. Tuesday night, I was able to go over with my friend Jan over to to Teen Challenge, where my oldest granddaughter Beth is. And there were a whole 20-something young girls, young women, that are there for whatever reasons. And I asked them this question, and they all, even at that young, in their 20s, agreed in early 30s that they had been through some rough years. And I know they had if they were in that place. But sometimes you look back at the year and you think, God, how did I survive that year? It was so terrible. But God did, we did survive it. And God has given us another chance to correct some things that we didn't. He's going to really come and say, okay, this is going to be tough, but I need you to do this if you're going to go on with me. Amen? Amen. So prayer. We need to pray. And that's one of the things that I'm really believing God for, that God is going to, I'm going to become more of a woman of prayer than I've ever been before, that I'm going to set myself aside to really, really pray, that I'm going to be a better praiser than I've ever been before, that I'm going to fall more in love with His Word than I've ever been before. And that my confession is God's Word. Amen. That my confession is going to line up with the Word of God. Amen. And I'm going to see the way God sees. I'm going to see the way God sees. And God sees good things. Amen. Amen. I'm going to see the way God sees. And I'm going to be obedient. I want God to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. None of us know where we will be by the end of this year. Only God knows. And if I happen to be the one of those that gets to go to heaven, I want God to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. I've shared this before, but years and years ago, you know, on Friday night on ABC, they have the person of the week. And this week, and I was running around doing things, and all of a sudden I stopped to see who the person of the week would be. And it was Billy Graham. And, you know, and this guy that was interviewing Billy Graham was really, really nice. And he was just, you know, very pleasant. I don't know if he was going to tear him apart or what, but he didn't. And he said, what do you want God to say to you when you see him? And on that day, yeah, amen. And I knew, I just started crying. I knew what he was going to say. He was going to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I said, and that's exactly what Billy Graham said. And I was thinking, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Isn't that why we're here? So we will hear those words, well done, well done. It's been worth it, ain't it? It's been worth it. Here you are. And so we'll see all of our family and our loved ones. And one day Jesus will come back and he'll set up his kingdom, his earthly kingdom. And we will be a part of that kingdom. And we will have earned that. Amen, amen. So expect, one of the things that the Lord has put on my heart to do, and I did this, we were all, if you come on Wednesday night, we're all reading the book of Luke. There's 24 chapters, and so Bobby Jean suggested that we all, and we did. It was awesome, awesome. So I think now we've went into John. But anyway, you know, as you read the Bible, you just think, you know, God chose me to be his child. God chose us to be his. And what an awesome, awesome privilege that is. And we need to be that light shining in the darkness, because the darkness is getting worse and worse and worse. So this year, help us, you know, Lord, let us choose wisely the things that we do, the things that we allow our eyes to see, the things that we choose. That, as John the Baptist says, he said, I must decrease so he can increase. Let there be a decrease in us and an increase of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let people see Jesus in you as never before. Surrender those areas in your life that you have been holding on to. My right, I can't let go of this. This is mine. I ain't going to do this. You know, there's always that room that we've got all here by ourselves. Give it to God this year. Give it to God. Do the good thing. Oh, I'm going to end on this. Turn to Acts, the 10th chapter, because this is what I want for us this year. And amen. Acts, the 10th chapter. So when we get through, you know, we've just read Luke, we're going into John, then we can just continue on into Acts and just keep on. It's going to be awesome. So Acts, the 10th chapter, the 38th verse. Is everybody there? Okay. The 38th verse says, now God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So I want you guys to put your name in it. Now God anointed Claudia with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with her. Amen? Amen. So, guys, we're going to read this again. You read it the right way, even if I get off the thing. And let's read it. Put your name into it. Now, God anointed Claudia. Come on, read, guys. Now, God anointed John, Richard, Sandy, with the Holy Spirit and with power. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the power. Who went about doing good. Amen. And healing all who was oppressed by the devil. For God was with her. So that's my prayer for us this year, that we're going to live up to this verse. This is going to be Victory Life's verse for the year. Amen. And what I was doing when we started doing Luke is I got a notebook, and I started writing down every verse that said Jesus healed, Jesus healed, Jesus healed. And so I can go back and meditate. I really believe God wants to heal this year. Amen. God wants to heal, and he's going to heal through us. Amen. He's going to use our hands, our hands. So because we are anointed, we are anointed. We are anointed. We are filled with the Holy Spirit and with power. Amen. Just us few today could change the world. Amen. It only takes one. Healing all who were oppressed by the devil. When you're sick, aren't you oppressed by the devil? When the devil harasses you, tells you it's too late, will never happen, John ain't going to come. No, he's coming. John the Baptist is going to come. Amen. He's here. He's been here. So anyway, guys, I just want to encourage you today. God has a job for us to do. You know, I think the sun is out. Isn't that awesome? Only in Florida. Amen. Where it's just storming 1 minute. I am going to quit on this little story. My dog, Charlie, is scared to death of noise. And you know, a firecracker can go off on the next street over, and he will hear it, and he just starts trembling, right? So at 4 o'clock this morning when the storm came in, Charlie was at my bed clawing because he can't get up. He can't get that high up. So I thought, oh, boy. So I just took my blanket. I went to the couch. Charlie was quivering and shaking there. And I went to sleep. Can you believe that? I went to sleep, which is almost unheard of. But Charlie was, you know, finally calmed down. But I thought, oh, my gosh. You know, Lord, could you have not waited until 10? But here it is. The sun is out, and it's all good. Amen. So remember, the kingdom, what kind of kids are we? We're kingdom kids. Amen. What are we going to be doing today, this week, this year? We're going to be doing great things for God. Amen. Amen. So let's, Lord, I thank you that this is our prayer. We are going to do great, mighty things for you this year. We're going to pull down strongholds. We're going to fight the good fight, and we're going to win. We thank you, Lord, that you have adopted us into the kingdom. We thank you that you rule in this kingdom supremely, and we bow our knee to you, Lord. We give you full and total ownership of us, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We pray again for those that aren't here for whatever reason. We thank you, Lord, that you are going to have, that your church is going to arise this year as never before, that great and mighty things are going to be done, and the purpose you will fulfill the purpose that you have planned for us. And Lord, we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Let all of your people be blessed. I speak prosperity. I speak peace. I speak healing. And Lord, I thank you this is going to be an awesome year in your kingdom. Lord, help us to be faithful to pray for our leaders, to pray for our brothers and sisters, Lord, not only in the world, but in the church, Lord. Help us to be found faithful in all we set our hand to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So expect big things. Amen. Amen. God's doing great things. And love you guys. It's just going to get better. Amen. Does anybody else have anything they want to share? So since Brother Donnie isn't here, Pastor Paul, would you like to dismiss? Yes. Also, remember Wednesday night. Remember, pray.